What's up, everybody? Welcome back. The Rational Revolution. This is a heavy one. Oh, my God. So we're talking with a dear friend of mine, who you tech, who went through some challenging things. And once again, she's got a book here. She's a best-selling author. And we're going to talk about healing. Talk about this book. What's in it?
It shares my childhood and, you know, a lot of trauma, a lot of stress and trauma. It's rooted in the first 7 years of your life. And my family came over here from the Vietnam War, from Laos. And so my dad is someone who suffers from PTSD.
He saw a lot.
Yeah, with the war. He had to help his family and extended family survive the war. And so growing up, it wasn't the easiest. He did hit a certain point in his life where the PTSD was just coming out in really volatile ways. And even through all that, I still was able to maintain enough of a mindset around being able to distinguish between what was his and what was mine. You know, because with abuse, there is a lot of externalizing it, you know, to other people and shifting that blame to other people.
Right.
You're the reason why you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And so, but I was, from a young age, I was able to make that distinction.
Yeah, nice.
I'm not sure how, but, you know, I just always carried that within myself. And even in other relationships, whenever there was a power, you know, difference, like I was still able to distinguish between what was mine and what was theirs. In my marriage, I feel like the reason why that psychological abuse really affected me in the way that it did was because I trusted him and I believed wholeheartedly that he was someone who had my interest at, you know, in hand too. And so when there is that back and forth of loving you and showing you they love you to all of a sudden, like, this coldness and this externalizing of blame and everything else, you know, it is such a hard thing for your system to really understand. Yeah. I was so confused that whole time. I was so confused. And, you know, through that, I realized, because part of my own healing, I was so hard on myself. I know you shared that in your story too, of how the heck am I in this position? Like, I'm a strong person. I'm successful. Like, how the hell did I get here? You know, and a lot of times it is that self-blame and, you know, that lack of understanding of what abuse is that keeps a person stuck. You know, we become self-loathing and, you know, we're so afraid that we are the problem and that we caused it. And that's what keeps people stuck in that dynamic.
Yeah.
And so when I was hard on myself, I'm like, wait, I've always been able to get through things. I have a strong mind. My determination should be able to get me through this. But over time, as I went through the divorce process, I just kept feeling worse and worse. I started shutting out the world. I lost a ton of weight. Like, I wasn't eating because I just was in pure survival mode of trying to make sure that my children were safe and that I was safe. And, you know, I was doing therapy, but it wasn't enough. And what I realize now is that talk therapy is great, but when you are living with trauma, you really need to work on yourself somatically. And soma means body. And you really need to be able to do trauma work that releases the imprint of that trauma that really gets embedded in the muscle memory of your system. And so doing somatic work and mindset work and behavioral stuff, I mean, really healing comes, you know, through on five levels. Being able to heal five levels of your system is really the most effective way to move beyond that trauma.
And I, you know, one of the things when I was researching this was like, you know, for the resources that are out there, it's not great. It's not great for women. It's really not great for men. I think, like, you know, if there's a situation where it's like, I need to get out. This is life or death. I need to get out. It's like the Golden House in Green Bay or like a place in Milwaukee. It's not great.
Right.
And so, you know, and like, to be clear, if anybody that's listening to this knows someone or has something that they need, you know, like, message the show, find me on social. Like, this is a thing. If you need help, you're not alone.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you say in your book too, yeah. Because there's so many people in here and their stories.
Right. I mean, you know, going back to my work history again,
yeah.
My life experience and work history, I had a little bit of training in trauma, but it was nothing. It did not, you know, speak to the type of trauma that I'm seeing everywhere now. And even with a lot of therapists, you know, there's minimal training in trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Social workers, minimal yeah. training. Court professionals,
yep.
minimal.
Yeah.
And so it's still a very new thing that I feel like needs to be talked about, is really truly understanding what stress and trauma actually does to our system.
Right.
Beyond just intimate partner violence, you know, it is the day-to-day life stressors yep. that really add to that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And, you know, and it's not anything that's, oh God, you could do 3-4 episodes on this, yeah. you know, it's something that, you know, is experienced in the workforce and partners and friendships. And it's, you know, and it's, you know, and it's interesting. And like, I personally, when I went through that, I try so hard to make sure that I'm not that person. And, you know, and I ask my wife all the time, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And it's like, drives her nuts. But like, I never want to give to her what was given to me,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's, I don't know if that goes away.
It does.
Yeah?
It does. Yeah. You know, when I talked about like the five levels, yeah. it really is healing yourself on the somatic level, once again, through your body. On the emotional level, on the level of your thoughts, your conscious thoughts, because you're constantly questioning yourself.
Yeah.
And through your behaviors, and then through the unconscious level, which is those inner core wounds that we aren't aware of. Mm. You know, that sense of wanting to be feel seen and heard and understood and loved. I mean, that is the core wounding that shows up in all these crazy ways.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's something that I hope no one has to go through, but if they do, as Mr. Rogers says, we love you just the way you are. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Rational Revolution. Mark Becker with my friend Hua, and we'll see you next week.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled